The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Sky Broadband. Get the power to do more with Sky's best ever Wi-Fi.
Now that was Niall Horan and Anne-Marie just before the ad break. I want to say good morning to Damien Martin. Good morning to you, Damien.
How are you doing?
Not so bad. You have a story about litter in Italy.
Well, a story you might call it. I had occasion to go to a wedding of an Irish man and an Italian lady.
Yes.
Near Bologna, about 4 years ago now.
And my
the first place we stayed for a night in Bologna, and I remember commenting we had to park outside the town centre and we had to walk probably about good 1.5 k to the place we're actually staying, right in the middle of the town centre, because
wow,
you couldn't park in the town centre.
Yes.
And I remarked how absolutely clean the place was.
Right.
That was the first reaction. And then the next thing is I see a bin truck, and then another bin truck, and another bin truck. Little guys. I mean, these electric carts going around picking up whatever bins had a bit in them. So it suddenly occurred to me, guys, this is the way to keep the place clean.
That's
make sure
right.
that there are bins available at all times, including weekends.
So it costs money.
Peak times. That costs money. Sure it does. But
yeah.
How much does it cost to actually go around and sweep up the litter when it spreads away from the bin where people try to use it?
That's true. And it sometimes can be reached. Is often.
And that's even worse. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
if you put a bit of extra expense into providing off-peak services, that costs overtime, sure, but pay people to do it. I think in the long term, it would actually cost less to provide the service in full.
And in Italy, the north, because Bologna's in the north, isn't it? And it is a wealthier
north.
Part of the country. If you go south,
yeah,
particularly to Naples, and people will know if they're watching Gomorrah, I think that there's lots of issues in Naples. And of course, the mafia and everything was involved. But I mean, it is done very well in parts of the country. And I think it's volunteers that do a lot of it, because I know I'd go through Tallinstown and County Louth quite a lot, and you see people all the time out with their yellow jackets because they're big tidy towns people and they're picking it
yeah.
up. So,
well, that's the cultural side of the whole issue in our society. The people need to have the view that you just don't litter. You shouldn't do it. And when it gets to the stage that people are inclined to, if you see somebody throwing away their coffee cup, you go up and kind of tap them on the shoulder
yeah.
and say, that's yours, pick it up, bring it home.
It gets a reaction if it's a coffee cup, but maybe if there's, you know, busy city centre. What part of the world are you in, Damien?
I live, I suppose, on the outskirts of Clonmel, in Clonmel town.
And what's that like?
It's not bad. I think it's improved a lot in recent times. Yeah.
Yeah. Another thing I would do,
and
Damien for president. Go on, Damien.
Yeah,
what else?
Yeah. No, I'll stick. enough of that. But okay. Another thing that we've been talking about as a society for ages.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I go back to an earlier life when I worked in Germany.
All right.
And the first thing I noticed there, I remember commenting on there, is you couldn't get milk delivered to the door, but you could get beer and you could get water delivered to the door.
Yeah.
But it all came in reusable containers.
Bring
it took
back
away the, box.
The glass.
You know, when we were away at work during the course of the week, we'd leave the empty...
There's a cultural thing, isn't there?
Beer crate at the door. When we come back in the evening, it'll be filled. You get a full one.
That could go horribly wrong here. But everything is delivered now, thanks to the pandemic. That's really sped things up. Listen, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you. That was Damien Martin outside Clonmel there. And he just says, you need to pick it up and you have to spend the money doing it. It's coming up to 10 o'clock. So that's all we have time for today. Claire Byrne is after 10. And we will chat to you all again tomorrow.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.